And thoughts of fear, that you have thoughts of peace and you have thoughts of conflict. That's all I need to know about you. I don't need to know the form of your fear. I don't need to know the form of your conflict, because that would fool me into thinking that dealing with the effect was the way to get rid of the problem. So by not knowing the form of your problem, it keeps me aware of the real answer all the time. Because I know that no matter what your problem is and what my problem is, it's me. It's a form of me cherishing littleness instead, which means I'm not desiring my peace enough. Because he says it's only as far away as what you desire, which means that you must be willing to let it go. You have to be willing to let it go. And how can you tell when you're willing to let it go? Because you'll be wanting to let it go when?
Now.
You won't be wanting to let it go some other time. You'll be wanting to let it go now. Or you'll be wanting to have it now. Some of you all just, in fact, all of y'all are just so cute. It's just ridiculous. Y'all, I was just checking everybody out, you know. And you're not even your bodies. You know, that's a trip, isn't it?
That's pretty cute.
Yeah. How do y'all feel about that? You are not your body thought.
Well, yeah. I had a crazy thought about that, which was the other day. I was very, very clearly aware that I am not free to come and go in this body. And sometimes I'm not free to come and go from the city or from the country. But I was really clear that, wow, I'm really trapped. I felt like, God, I really have no choice about this. This really sucks. And then the next day, I thought, whoa, actually, I totally am choosing to be in this body. I am free to come and go, but I'm terrified to do that. Mm. So I am here to learn to be free. But I would be terrified if I actually left it right now, even if I could go and come back, obviously, or I'd be doing it. So I'm exactly at the level of freedom that I am unafraid of. But I want to be more free. I want to be less afraid.
And when?
Now.
Okay. Right. Okay. See, that's what I'm saying, you know. That what you just said to yourself was worth the price of a CD right there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, just for you to hear. You just said your real purpose. Mm. And the real purpose of all of us, but we don't know it. Which is great. We own to something. So he says, as long as you desire it not and cherish littleness instead, by so far is it far from you. By so much as you want it, will you bring it nearer? So anything a person wants is always something they're trying to bring closer to themselves. So who wants you? Whoever you know who's trying to bring you closer. Who really wants you? The person in your life who's really trying to bring you closer. Think not that you can find salvation in your own way and have it. That's the same as saying, don't think you can find your healing in your own way and have it. Stop believing that you can make up your way to happiness. Stop believing you can make up your own happiness. That's what he just told us. Give over every plan you've made for your salvation, which is your happiness and your healing, in exchange for your Creator's. Give over every plan you've made. Give over every plan you've made. Give over every plan you've made in exchange for God's, for love's. God's plan, your Creator's plan, will content you. Your Creator's plan will satisfy you. Love's plan will satisfy you, and nothing else can bring. Check this out. Nothing else can bring you peace. So that's a very interesting way that's worded. It says God's plan will, I don't have to go out and get it. God, the plan will bring me peace. When you just give me the plan, I'm going to feel better. See, the plan, you know what I'm talking about, like you want to go on a trip or something, and once you plan it, you have more peace about the trip. You know, when you know you got your hotel room, and you know somebody's picking you up at the airport, and you know where you're going to stay. The plan gives you peace. And this is what he's saying. It's like God's plan, just the plan, What is the plan? Well, the plan is that you are going to have complete happiness on the way to awakening. Do you like that plan? did you notice that plan just brought you peace? Yeah, you didn't even know how it was going to happen, but just the plan brought you peace. So what's bringing me conflict? My plans. All the fear that you're going through in whatever area of your life that you're going through it is caused by your plan.
Mm-hmm. we make plans, God laughs.
That's God's definition of a joke, is our plan. You know. Did you hear that? Is that everybody with me on that?
Say it again.
It says, give over every plan you have made for your salvation in exchange for God's. God's will content you. Nothing else can bring you peace. Nothing else can bring you peace because peace is of your Creator and no one beside your Creator. Your peace is of love and no one beside love. Nothing else is going to bring you peace but love. Nothing else is going to content you but love. Give every plan you've made for your love in exchange for God's plan for your love. God has a plan for your love. God has a plan for your love. Love has a plan for your love. Happiness has a plan for your happiness. Freedom has a plan for your freedom. Don't look for it in your own way because your plan doesn't give you peace. Because your plan is always about something you're trying to manipulate in the future. Every one of our plans. I don't have to know the form of your plan to know the error. I don't care what you tell me you're planning for in the future. I know it's a mistake. Why? Not because what you're planning for is bad, but because you're delaying your recognition that you could be happy right now in the way you think you're going to feel when you get your plan fulfilled. I know sometimes it just erupts out of you. You can't help it. I'm the same way. I'm saying my damnedest not to be happy. And it just kind of come up, you know? Any question about that point? That second paragraph. Okay, it says, my practice must rest upon what? My willingness to let all my problems go. The instant in which your greatness dawns upon you is as far away as your desire for your greatness. If you don't desire your greatness by cherishing your grievances, that's how far your greatness is away from you. Stop thinking you can find your happiness in your own way and have it. Give over every plan you come up for what's going to make you happy in exchange for God's plan, because God's plan will satisfy you, and there's no other plan that's going to ever satisfy you but the plan that gives you peace and love. So the biggest thing to remember is it's not your plan. It's not your plan. Why? Because your plan always has to do with something you're going to make happen in the future that will make you feel good. That's what I mean by your plan. I'm not talking about your particular form of plan to have a house or your particular form of your plan to have a car. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about your plan to have things in the future, period. Everybody with me on that one? So when we talk about plan, we're talking at another level than human plans. The human plans are just the form you're trying to delay yourself takes. But if you still need to plan, then carry out a plan that you're being given that will work. That way you don't have your human identity, doesn't have to fight your spiritual identity. There is a plan for your human identity. This is it. This is it. And you can take this plan into your personal plans, and then your personal plans won't hurt you. Because the plan, I'll tell you what the plan is, I'll tell you some time. The plan is for everything you make up to be used to wake you up to happiness. That means, so you, whatever elaborate plan that you come up with, is just going to be another thing that's going to be used to make you happy. But it won't cause your happiness. So in your human, it'd be like, your human self would be like, oh, wow, whoo, wee. You know what I'm saying? Because in a human,